T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Normally, at 6:35, I just get to talk, but guess who's up early this morning? Maybe this is his normal rise time. Glenn Youngkin is with us. He is the Republican nominee for governor of Virginia. And Glenn, I'm really glad to talk to you. I got to meet your wife the other night. She delivered a great speech and was very, very nice when I got to say a few words to her afterwards. So, you know, I like you, but I really like her.
Well, John, first of all, thank you for having me. And yeah, we get up early and go in this campaign. But everybody who meets my wife says the exact same thing, which is, Glenn, you're great, but she's really great. And I know I'm married up, and I've been really blessed to have someone who just makes me better every day in my life.
What do you think the situation is here in Virginia with the debate over masks and the vaccine mandates? I mean, the conservative crowd seems to be ballistic about it, but then I talk to some of my friends who are very, very worried, and I keep getting news that I've got friends who are going into the hospital who are sick with the Delta variant. What's your policy position on this?
Well, first of all, I am encouraging everyone to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. I've gotten the vaccine. It was a personal decision that I made, my family made, but I'm absolutely going to respect people's ability to make their own decision. This is a personal decision and one that I will always respect, but I'm going to encourage everybody to please get the vaccine, particularly if you're in one of the high-risk groups. I respect individual liberty here, but it doesn't mean that I can't encourage folks to get the vaccine. That's what I'll do. That's what I'm doing now, and that's what I'll do as governor. I do believe that parents can make the best decisions for their children when it comes to whether they wear a mask or not in school. And again, this is whether central government should in fact dictate outcomes to individuals, or we actually let individuals make decisions based on their own assessment of their own family's needs. This is the beginning. This is the start of what Terry McAuliffe, Ralph Northam, the left liberal progressives want to do, which is stay in control of our lives. And I believe in personal liberty. But he absolutely, let's be clear, Terry McAuliffe is down the road already of calling for mandatory vaccines, mask mandates. He's going to absolutely close our schools again. You can see it coming. And he would close our businesses if he was governor. And we would go right back to lockdowns. And as governor, I will not have lockdowns. We can, in fact, absolutely take care of lives and livelihoods. And we must do this in Virginia. I mean, right now, we are ranked 41st in job recovery after the pandemic. 41st. I mean, we're there with states like New Jersey and Illinois when it comes to job recovery. And it's because we, in fact, locked down for so long. And we have policies in Virginia that are not encouraging people to get back to work. And so we've got a lot of work to do, but the left liberals really do want to start this all over again. They want to start mask mandates, lockdowns, and close our businesses. And as governor, I'm not going to let that happen.
What do you say to someone who is inclined to vote Republican but really is terrified of the spread of the virus? And I've had conversations with people say, hey, I get your principle here about individual freedom, but this is one of those times where we have to do things to protect the collective.
Well, I think protecting the collective is, you know, part of being of individual freedom, of allowing people to make decisions. As I said, I'm encouraging everyone get the vaccine, and we should be making them more available. Let's just remind ourselves that that when this governor, Governor Northam, actually rolled out the vaccine, we were ranked 50th in the country in the rollout.
Yeah.
We had a slow vaccine rollout. We have huge disparities between minority communities as to vaccination rates. We need to make it more available. We need to help people with education. Again, however, this should be an individual decision and not one that is mandated by the government with vaccine mandates for employees in the state government being required to get a vaccine before they can come back to work. I mean, that is just not right. And so we'll work to educate everyone, to keep people safe, to get folks in a place where the vaccine is accessible. I mean, it is free. And so, folks, please get the vaccine. But again, we're going to respect individuals' decisions to make that choice.
I pick up the paper today, and Ralph Northam's given a speech saying business is good. $2.6 billion surplus as he speaks to the money committees in the General Assembly. That's hard for me to imagine after last year that businesses, that this is just a flood of federal money, isn't it?
John, that's exactly what it is. First of all, Virginians were overtaxed. And what that tells us is we were overtaxed by $2.6 billion last year. That's what that stat tells us. And that's Virginians' money, not Terry McAuliffe's and Ralph Northam's money. And they think it's their money, and it belongs to Virginians. I mean, they taxed the PPP loans. They raised the gas tax yet again. There's taxes now on our utility bills. And here we are in the middle of this pandemic trying to come out of it, and we're actually overtaxing Virginians to the tune of $2.6 billion. And let's just be clear. I mean, Virginia, as I said, is ranked 41st when it comes to job recovery. We actually have the lowest labor participation rate in Virginia that we've had since stats were kept. I mean, what is happening in Virginia is it's basically federal money flooding in order to prop things up, and we actually have to get our labor participation back up. People got to get back to work, and we in fact have to build a real economy, not a flash in the pan economy, and that's what I'm really worried we're seeing right now.
I think I will see you this evening at this gathering. I think it's in Chesterfield or downtown Richmond, I'm not sure the location, for the Log Cabin Republicans event, which, for people who aren't familiar, is the gay Republicans. So you actually have gay men and women who are for lower taxes, for strong defense. You know, they align probably on 8 out of 10 issues that Republicans care about. And there was a lot of talk like, oh my God, Glenn Youngkin's actually going to reach out to build bridges with people who have felt kind of shafted in the past. What am I supposed to make? Why are you doing that? Because I'm sure there'll be some people who will be critical of you about it.
Because we're campaigning across Virginia to win, and we're campaigning to actually bring real leadership into Richmond that goes to work for all Virginians. And we're bringing the Republican Party together like never before. We're bringing Virginians together like never before. I have an incredibly busy day across Richmond. I mean, we're starting out with the Virginia State Police. And we'll spend time with the Virginia State Police Association talking about the challenges in law enforcement today. And you know, what's most apparent is that we are seeing just a violent increase in violent crime. We're at a 20-year high in murder rate. And so we're going to talk about the fact that Terry McAuliffe, when he was governor, the murder rate went up 43%. And he refused to meet with the Police Benevolent Association, and he wants to get rid of qualified immunity. And I actually am going to stand with law enforcement. So that's where we start today. But we're talking to Virginians all over. And in Richmond today, we're going to have tons of meetings bringing people together to go win this November. I mean, the future of our Commonwealth is what's on the ballot. And Virginians are coming together like never before. And this is what leadership, I think, is about, which is bringing people together with a common goal and actually then marching towards and actually winning and achieving it. And it's going to require all of us to come together to win this fall. And I just can't wait to meet. I'm meeting with Virginians everywhere, and I can't wait for that meeting this evening and talk about the future of Virginia and great jobs and the best schools and safe communities in order to get this great commonwealth where she belongs, which is the best state in America to live, work, and raise a family.
Well, those are the issues that a lot of my crowd will be interested in, too. So, Glenn Youngkin, I appreciate you coming on this morning. I'll look forward to seeing you in person this evening. Glenn Youngkin's a Republican candidate for governor this fall here in Virginia. Thank you, Glenn.
John, thank you for having me. I'd invite everybody to join us at our website, yunkinforgovernor.com, and thanks for getting up early with me.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And just a reminder, Terry McAuliffe, who is the Democrat nominee for governor, is invited on the program. I'll just let me know. I'm happy to have you on. And I've reminded some of my Democrat friends, like, you know, I'm not going to do a hatchet job on Terry McAuliffe. If he wants to come on the radio, that's fine. And I'll just ask questions and shut up, just like I did with Glenn Youngkin. Let him, you don't need me to berate somebody on the radio to figure out whether you like them or not. Just listen to what they have to say. So anybody says that I'm not being fair, tell them the invitation is out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.